consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spots that activate your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, welcome, my loves. Are you desiring to attract more clients? Are you holding yourself back from putting yourself and your soul along with business out there? Are you having a tough time converting your leads? Do you want to leverage social media for free leads? Ready to monetize on your calling? Of course you are, or you would not be listening to this episode or my podcast. So if you said yes to any or all of these questions, I'd love for you to come and play with me in my free 5-day self-promotion challenge, September 21st to 25th. And you can get your booty in there by going to www.thenumber7figureconfidence.com/challenge. So that link will also be in the show notes. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like you were feeling blocks about taking action that you know would help you move forward in your life or your relationships or your business? Like you actually know what to do, but for whatever reason, you just can't seem to get yourself to take the action and do the damn thing. Perhaps you keep having some kind of unhealthy or unwanted pattern in a relationship, whether that's in your personal or business, and you are desiring to shift that energy. Are you resonating with this? Or you can't really quite get clear on what your purpose is, why you feel blocks, maybe it's really foggy. Well, this is why I'm bringing on my very special guest and friend, Tracy Montgomery. She is extremely passionate about integrative healing, which means bring a variety of modalities to her clients to help them heal and transform themselves on all levels. Tracy offers guidance, support, and healing through a multitude of ways. And today we're really going to focus on one of the methods that she uses, which is called spiritual response. A massage therapist. She's an alignment coach. She also is a fellow light language speaker. Yes, you'll get to hear us jam together at the end here. She is a meditation and yoga teacher as well. And no matter what modality she is working with, Tracy's goal is to always bring her clients back home to themselves and to a life that they love. You guys, I also have the honor of having Tracy as one of my new soulmate clients in my Client Attraction Academy. She is just a spunky firecracker with a beautiful balance of grace. And I just love how she's just really, you guys have to follow her on Instagram. She cracks me up. Like she inspires me with her stories. Tracy.Montgomery. So all of that will be in the show notes. But without further ado, let's welcome Tracy. Hello, my love.
Hey, Roz, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy that you are here. I can't wait to have everyone know about you and have you share your gifts. And I'm so happy because I'm also Tracy's client now too. And I'm happy to be sharing some of my own shifts in working with you and those experiences and how powerful some of these breakthroughs are in our session today. So Why don't we start with who are you, Tracy? And like, how did you get to do what you're doing now?
I know that's a big question. It's a big question.
What's your journey? Big
question. Oh, well, you know, personally, I am, you know, I have all of those, you know, roles and responsibilities like many of us do. That's, you know, wife, mom, you know, a sister, friend, daughter, all of those things that we often use to identify ourselves. But professionally speaking, I actually started, I was an elementary teacher for almost 15 years. And it wasn't until my youngest, my daughter, who's about to turn 11, was born about a year after, I really started to kind of explore spirituality. And I had been raised Catholic, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, very, very Catholic. It was kind of, that was the only way, you know, that was mm-hmm. the only way to look at God and spirituality. And I remember about a year after having my daughter, it was almost like I was only 30, but it kind of felt like a bit of a midlife crisis in a lot of ways. I just felt lost. Like I felt like I had lost myself in amongst being a mother. And that's not to say that I don't love my kids. They're the most important thing in the world to me, but I felt like all of my energy and all of my attention and everything that I did was going into them, and I forgot who I was.
I feel like so many moms can relate with you, Tracy. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about that, looking back too, Roz, is that I know for me, and I feel like this is absolutely true for a lot of other women too, is that there was a lot of guilt and shame around mm-hmm. that. You know, yes. Like I felt terrible. Like even, you know, so I started with yoga as my gateway into all of this. And I had only ever done yoga classes, like prenatal yoga classes. I'd never even done a regular yoga class. And I decided on a whim I was going to take yoga teacher training. And I was Amazing. Taking it at the time more for me. Yeah, I wasn't planning to teach it, although that's one of my absolute true loves now. But at the time, I think I was just, number one, dying to get out of the house. Number two, wanting to connect with other people. Number three, curious about yoga and spirituality. And so it was a way for me to blend them all together, right? And even when I finished the training, I wasn't going to teach at all. It was just for my own knowledge. And it was absolutely a mind-blowing experience. But my husband had said to me, he was like, so do you think that like maybe you could go and just sub some classes and make back the money you spent and we could at least like break even? So reluctantly, I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll go do some classes. And then once I started subbing, it just became this outlet of creativity for me and this way to connect to something deeper and within myself and more spiritual. And it became almost like a drug. I wow. just wanted to keep doing it and keep sharing it. And that's kind of how I started into all of this, like, you know, what we would call this woohoo stuff or this woohoo shit. Can I say shit?
Yeah, of course. You can say fuck if you want.
Okay, perfect. All right, the gates are open then.
Let's have at her.
I know, right? Yeah, so from there, you know, next came meditation and Reiki. So I was kind of like baby stepping in, you know, and dipping my toe, learning more and more. And it's been about a 10-year journey. When I did the meditation, I actually spent some time in my teaching career as a mindfulness teacher and coach. And that was a phenomenal experience. I didn't have my own classroom. I taught meditation and mindfulness to K to four in my school into all of the classes. And it was beautifully supported by the principal at the time. And after we got a new principal, the program was cut due to funding. And that was tough because that for me in a lot of ways was a dream job. So I went from having, you know, I manifested my dream job and then I went to going back into the regular classroom. And that was hard. Like I always loved working with the kids, but I was back into, you know, all the logistics of stuff and the paperwork and all of the, you know, behind scenes stuff that I had not done in 3 years. And it just kind of, it just wasn't where my heart and my soul was anymore.
Yeah, that would have been a really hard transition going from something that felt so much literally in flow, teaching kids about mindfulness and consciousness and body shapes and postures and just having all the fun through our bodies, and then having go back into being more head oriented, right?
Totally.
Must have been quite an adjustment, and I could feel how hard that would be for you.
Yeah, it was. And I had, you know, because we had a change in administration, there was a different pedagogy, I guess, if you will, or different belief system that was brought in around education. And it just didn't jive with me anymore. Like, after spending 3 years teaching mindfulness and meditation to kids and seeing the struggles that kids have, you know, mental health wise, I really got to a place where I've said this, you know, to lots of different people, and in my posts as well, I've said that, you know, and for me, whether it's my own children or someone else's, the most important thing to me is teaching kids how to be human.
I love that. Let's highlight that. Teaching kids to be human. Yes, because we are human beings, not human
doings. That's
right.
That's right. So it became so much less about the curriculum for me, you know, in terms of, you know, traditional language arts and social studies and math and all of that stuff. So it wasn't where my passion lied anymore. And so I knew that it was time for a change. So then I decided that it would be a great idea to go back to school and become a massage therapist. So I did
Amazing.
That, and I also worked at the same time, and so that was a lot in those 2 years. You know, my marriage fell apart. I separated for a while. I was doing full-time school. I was teaching half-time 1 year, 0.8 another year. I had 2 kids at home. It was a bit of a...
Wow. Wow.
It was a bit of a dark night of the soul, for sure. For sure. And after all of that, you know, and graduating from massage school, starting to massage part-time, and then it was just time for me to leave. You know, nothing was aligning for me in the school division anymore. I was being moved into a job that I really didn't want and a location that I really didn't want. And so I took a leave and started to delve into more of this work full-time. So I started to massage full-time. I started to do the Reiki and the energy healing full-time. I started to teach more yoga and meditation classes. And that gave me the freedom to open up into, you know, an even broader expansion of the spiritual modalities in the spiritual realm. And
wow.
Yeah, right? Wow, I know.
Powerful. Like, that would be just like another level of spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting that there was even this grieving process in a lot of ways that I didn't expect when I left teaching, just because it had been my identity for so long. And, you know, I still see myself very much as a teacher. I'm just teaching something different, but that's one of the things that I've always done is teach.
And that's a gift you have.
Yeah, it comes very easy to me, and I love doing it, and I am so, you know, grateful and blessed to be able now to teach what I'm passionate about and what I love and what I know is transformational for people.
I love it. And I feel like this is a really good segue to really, like, let people know, those people who have heard about SRT but don't really know anything about it, maybe some of our audience hasn't ever heard of SRT, spiritual response therapy, or technique is what the T stands for. Tell us a little bit more about what this whole approach is and method is about.
Yeah, so SRT for me has been absolutely transformational. And so what it is, it's a modality that was channeled quite a long time ago by a man of the name of Robert E. Detzler, who was a minister at the time. And it's a system of charts. So there's a series of charts, and we use a pendulum to help to guide us through the information. And I work with my high self as well as the client or the group's high self. And we work with the Akashic records or the soul records. And we go through the past lives to unblock, to clear, to remove any discordant energies, any programming that you might be carrying forward from those lives into this life that is now blocking you or keeping you from moving forward, keeping you from reaching your full potential, keeping you from ideal relationships, from abundance, from living in your purpose, whatever that looks like for the individual.
Oh, and it's so powerful. Like I'm literally like containing myself from like squealing about how powerful this modality is. And the fact that it's channeled is pretty incredible. Yes. And so what you guys are all in for a real treat. Those of you who are listening on this episode, Tracy's actually going to clear things for you just as we're jamming on this episode. So make sure you stay tuned for this whole episode. It's going to be very powerful. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And how was it that you found out about SRT? Like, how did this come into your path?
It was interesting. So when I was teaching meditation, I taught at a studio here in Edmonton called Lifestyle Meditation. And I had been there since actually before it had the brick and mortar, because there was trainings. I used to teach learn to teach meditation for kids and teens, which was one of the things I loved to teach, is to, you know, show up and to help adults how to, you know, take meditation and mindfulness out into their own circle of influence. And while I was working there, they brought in a woman who did SRT. And so I was like, oh, like, what's this about, you know? And totally in a space of like, I'll try anything now.
Yeah. And your soul is like stirring.
Yes. And so, you know, I went to her, and I've had a lot of clearings before I ever became an advanced practitioner myself. And I remember one of the most powerful clearings for me was I think it was the third clearing. And at this time, I was still in the school system when I got this clearing. And I had realized at this point that it was time for me to go, like that I needed to move on.
Yeah.
But I just like, I couldn't take that leap, Roz. Like it was like I was stuck. I knew where I needed to go. I could see it out in front of me. I could visualize it. I could imagine it. I could feel it. But I just couldn't quite get there. And so I went to her for this clearing, and it turned out to be this transformational clearing around a past life that my husband and I had with each other.
Okay, we are going to pause there and like, dun, 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 keep the audience in suspense, because we're going to go to commercial, and then we're going to come back and have you continue this.
Okay.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the power of five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on OM Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact. Without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, my love. So just before commercial, Tracy kept us hanging in suspense about how she really had a huge breakthrough and realized that SRT is absolutely something that she wants to take on as a practitioner herself. So let's continue the story, Tracy.
Yeah, so back to the clearing. So I had, you know, expressed that I was feeling blocked, that I knew where I wanted to go, but I literally felt like my feet were cemented. Like, even though I knew that I wanted to move forward, I wanted to let go of the teaching and move forward into these other things, I was just, like, paralyzed. And at the same time, like, feeling as though there was a lot of resistance in my life, especially from my husband, right? And I think that there is this common belief out there, at least I know it exists in my family, where it was like, you know, you have this teaching job and it's, you know, 9 to 5, I guess, although I don't agree with that, but most people think it's 9 to 5, you know, and you get your summers off and you get, you know, you have a union and you have all these benefits and it's so stable. And so the idea that I would want to leave that and do something, you know, like alternative health and wellness and massage where there's no guarantees, there's, you know, no benefits, any of this was just like mind boggling. So part of what came up in that clearing was that my husband and I had a past life together. And that's very common in SRT. Often the people that are the closest to you are the people that you repeat your lives with in some way, shape, or form. So it doesn't mean that necessarily I'm married to my husband in every life. Like, there could have been a lifetime where he was my mother or my father, however that looks like with that soul contract for that specific incarnation. But in this one, we were husband and wife again. And it was quite a long time ago. So you can kind of think of it almost like in medieval days, if you will, to give you kind of a visual picture. And I was a healer and I worked with energy. And at that time, it was something that was frowned upon. It was something that you were persecuted for. It was just absolutely not allowed. And in the village where we lived, I had these women coming and saying, like, can you teach me? Can you teach me how to do this? Can you teach me how to work with energy? Can you teach me this medicine, these ways? And at first I was saying no, like, not allowed, not teaching it. And eventually I agreed to teaching it. And in agreeing to teaching it, we were kind of doing it, you know, behind closed doors, if you will. We weren't sharing with our husbands or anybody that we were doing it because of the stigma attached to it. And eventually what happened is my best friend's husband figured out what we had been doing. And he outed us, and I was caught, I was arrested, and I was killed for it.
Wow.
And my husband he survived, he was allowed to live, he was punished, and then he was stigmatized for the rest of his life around that, and it had created all of these discordant energies in that life. So when I say discordant energies, it's negative energies, you know, those things that don't feel good. And what it had created for him was two big themes. The first was protection, that I had already been, you know, persecuted or killed for it in the past, and so he wanted to keep me safe. And secondly, there was a lot of anger and resentment around it, that he was angry with me. He was resentful that I had gone behind his back and did it anyways, and that I had left him there. Wow. And so, you know, I heard all this, Roz, and this was kind of like my first experience with really having a lot of information about a past life, because that's, you know, when we do a clearing, it's not necessarily about the story, it's about the energies. So
Absolutely. This
is the first experience I'd had where I had gotten some information about it as well. And when it's important to have information, that will come through in the clearing. And so I was told this, and I was a little dumbfounded, you know, it took me a while to kind of, you know, process and soak it all in. And a couple days later, I was with my husband and my kids, and we were at Earl's for dinner. And my husband had asked where I was the other day when I was up to my clearing. And up until that point, Roz, like, I have to be honest, like, I wasn't always necessarily 100% transparent. Like, because I was getting so much resistance from him around it, I would just be like, oh, I have an appointment. Like, I'd be like, oh, I have an appointment. appointment, you know, or, oh, I'm going to this studio and I'll be home at this time. And I was just kind of like, I was dancing. I was tiptoeing around it at this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked me, and this time I just instantly decided I was going to share. And my kids were sitting at the table too. And I said, oh, well, actually, I went and I did this session. And this is what happened in this life. And I shared all the information with him. My kids sat there. They heard everything. And we're, you know, eating our dinner. And he just looks up at me when I'm finished telling him. And he goes, oh, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? And he goes back to eating his meal.
You must have fell off your chair.
Totally. I'm sure my chin was like sitting in my plate at that point. I was like, what the fuck just happened there?
But that's the power of SRT, right? Is that like as you do your own work, it literally shifts the parties involved that you're trying to shift. And it's so powerful. Like, that is so powerful. And that's what you did for me when we were working together, because I was wanting to work through a soul connection I have with a very close friend of mine. And I couldn't understand the energy of it. And knowing that we've been in past lives together and we're going to be continuing in future lives together in different roles, we'll say, like you said, it's not always the same roles in the same lives or different lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been such an interesting experience how without them doing the work, but the ripple effect literally just from clearing the karmic energy and shifting it literally transforms how we all show up with each other.
Yes. Yes. It is like, I'm always just so amazed and blown away, right? Because I wholeheartedly believe like I'm the instrument, like I'm just the channel. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not me that's doing the healing. So it's, you know, we do the clearings and whoever the client is, whether that's you or a group or whoever it is, you know, it's still up to you to shift, you know, to do your own transmutation of that, to shift the energy and to take inspired action based on that. Right? So even after the energies for me were cleared around my job, I still had to decide to leave. Right? Mm-hmm. I still had to go ahead and do that. Right? But what happens is the energy shifts in such a way that all of a sudden it doesn't feel so hard. Like it just becomes easy, right? It becomes easy and it's just, there's so much freedom in it to be able to move forward into that greatest potential.
Yes, yes. And so my question is, and I'm sure like this is a common one, is SRT session a one-time session or is it an ongoing, continuing coaching kind of modality? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when we work with SRT, we're working with the Akashic Records. So that's our soul records. So our Akashic Records are our past lifetimes, our past incarnations. Mm-hmm. So the way it was explained to me and the way that I also love to explain it to other people, because for me it makes so much sense, is like this. So if you imagine, now I'm going to age myself here, but imagine like an old school filing cabinet, right? Mm-hmm. A drawer filing cabinet.
Nice.
You know, the nice big noisy aluminum ones. And inside them, they have all of those, do you remember the dark green like hanging folders?
Yes, I think I still have some.
Yep, I do too, but I'm totally aging myself, but that's okay. When I tried to explain to my kids, they were like, what's a hanging folder? I was like, oh, I'm officially old now.
Right?
Right, yeah. And then inside of those hanging folders, though, we always have a whole bunch of smaller folders, right? Like the manila cream-colored ones or whatever, right? So you can imagine that those hanging folders, okay, are your programming that you carry through all of your different lifetimes. So when I say programming, there's many different things. So when we go through the SRT, we research the programs to clear them. And so you could have, for example, a program of self-punishment. You could have a program of conflict. You could have a program of experience and trauma. You can have a program of fear. There's lots of different programs, okay? And that's the hanging folder. And then in the hanging folder is all of those smaller folders, and each of those folders represents an incarnation or a lifetime. So, for example, if you have a program of fear, it's shown up in many, many lifetimes, not just one. Mm. And so when we clear, number one, we're clearing a lifetime or maybe a few lifetimes, not necessarily all of them. And we're also only clearing what is ready to be cleared, what high self, so your high self, if you're the client, will allow us to clear. So we can't clear everything all at once. If we just went in and cleared everything all at once, number one, it would take a really long time, not just, you know, 90 minutes or 60 minutes. And number two, the integration of it would just be too much for our mind and our spirit to handle. So it's very much done in stages. It's like an onion. And so every time you go in and clear, you peel back another layer, then you settle and integrate into that. You clear again, you peel back another layer, you settle and integrate into that. So it very much is an ongoing process. Just as, you know, we work with our, it depends what you want to call them, our lessons in life, or, you know, however you want to frame that. We work through that, you know, step by step, piece by piece. SRT is very much like that as well.
Oh, that's amazing. And then can you also work with couples? So if the, you know, a romantic relationship is really struggling, or even like twin flame energy, can you have both people to work with in front of you?
Yeah, you absolutely can. That's the beautiful thing about SRT. So I can do, you know, an individual client. Let's say, for example, if you came and wanted to clear something with your parents, I can do that with just you. If you and your husband or you and your, you know, siblings wanted to come and clear around things that are in between you, triggers and patterns and belief systems, things like that, that can be done. And you can also do group clearings. I actually was just at retreat this weekend and did a group clearing for 20 people all at the same time.
That is amazing. And you'll be doing a group clearing on here after our next commercial. So that's going to be really amazing. But yeah, I want to say, like, even to speak to my own experience in our session and the aftermath of that was how it seems like it's so interesting. So this just happened. We had our session last Tuesday, I believe. Yes. And then my husband... So he sponsors golf tournaments as a financial planner, and he finally got the clear to go and do so on for his very first one this year since COVID, to go and sponsor a golf hole. And usually when he does that, he likes to provide smokies for the golfers. And so he's doing this thing, and then he messages me. It's probably around 9 o'clock. He's like, "Hey, how much time do you have? Like, how much time do you have right now?" And I said, "Well, actually I have a client in about an hour. What's up?" And he says, "Well, my propane tank, I just got a new one, isn't fitting with the valve he usually uses, the hose to connects with the barbecue." And so he's like, "Can you just, come and pick it up and then, like, you know, drop off and switch it out and blah, 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 all the logistics." And so, I was like, okay, well, like, I'll try to make this work. And the golf course was about 20 minutes away. And I thought this will be easy, right? Like, it'll be like a 40 minute job sort of thing. And so I get there, pick it up, take it back to the gas station where he got it from. But unfortunately, I guess the company had changed the valve, so they were all the same. And so I had to go to a hardware store to go and see what kind of different hoses could be. And this is, just to let everyone know, this is not my jam. Like, Dan makes fun of me for going into hardware stores, and I get so overwhelmed. Like, I literally feel like I have, like, an empath hangover when I go in hardware stores. I don't know why, but it's not my jam. So, this is love. Yeah, you need to clear me on that one, yeah, Tracy. Yeah. So, long story short, Lowe's didn't have it. And so I'm driving between Lowe's and I'm asking my spirit and to the next hardware store. I'm thinking, do I go to Canadian Tire or should I go to Home Depot? And I'm literally, now this sounds silly, but I literally called in my guides. I'm like, hey guys, I need your support. Guide me to the hardware store that's going to support me to get this and have this all done. And by this time I had to message my client and say, I'm so sorry, I need to reschedule. She totally understood. And so as I was driving to the next hardware store, I literally started to cry. like just out of nowhere, felt like I was like, wow, like, and it wasn't that frustration, which I could see myself, another version of me, be in that position, like pressure, come on, right? And I just felt so much love, like this hit me that, wow, this is what my husband does for me. This is his love language, acts of service. My love language is usually physical touch, quality time, which is dance too, and words of affirmations. But like acts of service in the way that I was doing it was is his way. And this is how I just felt such a deep, profound love for him to be like, holy moly, I'm moving around my day just to support my husband so that he can have ease and flow just like he does for me. And Tracy, I honestly give credit to the session that we had the day before, and I just really felt it so deeply. I even shared it on Facebook Live, as you know. So thank you. This work is deeply powerful.
It is.
Yeah, so deeply powerful. And so we're going to head into commercial. And when we come back, Tracy's actually going to guide us through a group clearing. So get yourself comfortable and prepare for some activation.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. So Tracy, you're going to take us through a very powerful process, which is called prep to work. Can you explain what that means? And then we'll go ahead and move into it. So as you guys are listening, if you haven't done so already, do make yourself in a comfortable position.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the SRT system, we always begin, scripted, I guess, in a way, things that are part of the process that's very systematic that we need to say at the beginning and at the end of a session. And so the prep to work comes at the very beginning of a session, and the purpose of it is basically to call in spirit to connect to my high self, to connect to the client or client's high self, and to move us into a space where we have permission to work with each other and we are working with high self. It's very important that we're only working with high self as opposed to guides, guardian angels, any other spiritual beings that can come in and sometimes cause interference or even block the process. So the prep to work is a process of getting permission for me and my high self to work with the client's high self. And then we also are clearing anything else that could be coming up that might be blocking us from doing the actual clearing. So making sure that there are no extra souls, that our high self is exactly where it needs to be. And so that's part of the beginning of the system before we go into programming and research. So usually when I do an SRT clearing, it takes anywhere from about an hour to 90 minutes. And that's not something I decide. That's something that Spirit decides. So I just give it all up to Spirit and I trust and I follow my guidance. And so what we'll do today is we will settle in, and I always start with a bit of grounding first just to get everyone into the space and into their bodies and into the present moment. Then I'll move through the prep to work, and that's just going to move us into aligning with our high selves. And so when we are aligned with our high selves, we can move from that space of intuition and guidance and move out of that space of the ego. And once the prep to work is complete, I am going to ask for just a real-time clearing, so a clearing that can be done without any research, clearing any fears for anyone at all that is listening to this right now or on the replay, any fear of moving forward in their business. And once that is done, I'll seal it in with some light language, and I think you're going to help me with that too, are you, Roz?
We can do a duet or something like that.
Yeah.
Love it.
Perfect. Okay. So is there anything else that needs to be said before I start?
No, please go ahead.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I invite everyone to just get comfortable in their bodies, finding a position that works. Sometimes when you are doing clearings, you can experience starting to feel a little bit tired. You might experience some sensations in the body, some energy moving. You might even notice, a headache, which might be temporary, or you might start to yawn as you're starting to move the stagnant energy. So I invite you just to really start to begin to draw your awareness into yourself and just to allow yourself to be a witness or an observer of the process that we're going to do together today. So whether you're sitting or lying down, just soften and start to close the eyes if you haven't already. And let's just start by taking a few deep cleansing breaths together. So take a nice deep belly breath in through the nose. Exhale, sigh out the mouth. Again, inhale. Exhale, sigh out loud. Beautiful. One more time. Inhale. Exhale to release. Beautiful. And just start to draw the awareness to the breath, allowing the inhales to move in and out through the nose only. And as you inhale, just start to feel the spine begin to lengthen. Start to feel the vertebrae begin to stack on top of each other one by one. If you're seated, feel yourself sit up a little bit taller. If you're lying down, just begin to feel the body begin to stretch out from the head to the toe. And taking that deep breath in nice and deep, allowing the breath to travel in through the nose, making its way down the back of the throat, moving into the rib cage, the lungs, and down into the cavity of the belly, inflating it like a balloon. And then as you exhale, release from the belly first and allow that breath to travel back up through the lungs, softening the muscles in between the rib bones, back up through the throat, and then lastly out the nose. Just allowing every cycle of breath here to become a little bit longer and a little bit softer at the same time. And just starting to notice how you feel here, noticing the body, any physical sensations, any tension, tightness that you may be feeling as you breathe in and breathe out. And just allow yourself to direct the breath into all those spaces and places that need it the most. Inhaling to open, to expand, creating space. And then exhaling to begin to just allow yourself to soften and settle into that space. Just knowing that there's nothing that needs to be done right now. There's nowhere else that you need to be. And just giving yourself permission to show up fully in this moment
noticing if there's any thoughts that might be coming into the mind, and just allowing yourself to gently acknowledge them, and then to move them over to the side, just as though you swipe your finger across the device, just moving those thoughts over, knowing that they'll be there for you at the end of this practice today. And just allow yourself to settle fully into this present moment. Just listening to the sound of my voice and allowing yourself to be open and ready to receive fully. Spirit and I are one, and we work together as a team. And it's my intention to be a neutral and clear channel for high self and for spirit today. And how long will it take to prep me to work? Thank you. How long to prep my high self to work? Thank you. And how long to prep the group to work? The group meaning anyone and everyone that is listening right now live, as well as everyone that will listen to this on the replay. Thank you. And how long to prep their high selves to work? Thank you. So please prep to work. Clear and remove all blocking programs, openings, interference, and negative energies. Permanently seal any openings or cracks and fill all portals with love and with light. Remove all extra links and our high self-committee chains. Clear, remove, elevate, and educate all spiritual committee members, including high self, to the highest level of consciousness on chart 3. Reassign any committee members who are not ready, willing, or able to support 100% positive and 0% negative change. Update and download all spiritual committees with all new information, wisdom, truth, light, understanding potentials in the One Universe, including the entire SRT system. Provide them the intellect required to clear all negative programming and to establish a new plan based on everything positive. Reduce the size of all spiritual committees to the minimum size for the maximum effect and clear all bodies of negative programming. Clear all spiritual committees serving us of any and all programs created by spirit, including replications, mirror images, and rebuilding. And reduce my ego to the minimum level required to facilitate this clearing, more than zero, not to exceed 3%. Suspend all judgment, keeping me 100% neutral. Clear and remove any extra souls and any addictions to other souls, and set up a triple shield of protection around the entire group, around our spiritual committees and myself, allowing only our committees and the souls being cleared to speak through this pendulum today. And is this done? Yes, thank you. Am I prepped to work? Yes. Am I clear? Yes. Is the group prepped to work? Yes. And is the group clear? And do I have permission to work with the group? Yes. Who am I working with, please? High self, thank you. Who is the group working with, please? High self, thank you. And are our spiritual committees the minimum size for the maximum effect? Yes. Are all the members of our spiritual committees at the highest level of consciousness on chart 3? Yes. Is high self downloaded, assimilated, and working with the highest levels of knowledge, wisdom, truth, light, understanding, potentials in the One Universe, including the entire SRT system? Yes. And are all bodies clear of negative programming? Yes. And what percent ego am I currently working with, please? And is that 2%? Yes, thank you. And what percent neutrality? And is that 100%? Yes, thank you. And do I have any extra souls? No, thank you. And does the group have any extra souls? No, thank you. And has high self set up a triple shield of protection? Yes, thank you. So at this time, Spirit, I would like to ask for a real-time clearing anything and everything that can be cleared without research in relation to fear of moving forward in business. Any blocks, any limiting beliefs, anything that keeps all of us stuck from moving forward into our highest potential, into showing up in our businesses in a way that is standing in our personal power and that is of service to every single client that we come in contact with in all of the ways possible. And we're just doing that real-time clearing now as the pendulum is moving, just taking a few deep breaths in here, breathing in nice and deep in through the nose. Exhale, sigh out the mouth. Again, inhale. Exhale, sigh. And just staying present here as this real-time clearing is continuing. Just noticing how you feel. Those little shifts and changes in the body, if there's any yawns coming up or you feel like you need to breathe a little bit deeper, I invite you to go ahead and do that. I'm giving yourself full permission here to release any and all of those discordant energies that are in relation to fear of stepping up in your business and moving forward. And is this done? Yes, thank you. And are there any programs coming up that need to be cleared at this time? No, thank you. So just moving into a mop-up, clearing 100% of 100% of the items on the mop-up list, including all of the stacks. Thank you. And what percentage of the items on the mop-up list have been cleared? 100%. Thank you. Is brain restructuring complete? Yes, thank you. Have all pre-programmed illnesses, accidents, Alzheimer's, and dementia programs been cleared? Yes. Does the soul agree that it's being cleared? Yes. And does my high self and the group's high self also agree it's being cleared? Yes. And is the soul being cleared to the highest levels of consciousness on chart 3? Yes. And with what percent accuracy, please? And that's 100%. Is that correct? Yes. And with what percent completion? Is that 100% as well? Yes. Thank you. So at this time, I'd like to call in angels of light to assist the entire group in integrating this real-time clearing today. May all of us assimilate this in divine timing with ease, with grace, with light, and of course with love. Breathe with me here. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Exhale, sigh, open mouth. And just staying in this mode of receiving, we will seal this with a transmission of light language today. Kia tolo koa shia kia telekia hia. Ikia hia kia minia tolo koa shia la kanana.
Pore kira toa kira ka. Pore tia, pore ti kara tora tia. Pro kira kara ti kira tia. Pore ti kira pore tia. Pore ka a. Kura tia, kura tia, kura ti kira tia. Pura ti kira ti kira tua. Just hang out with your experience, breathing in. All that felt so moved and shifting and deepening. And breathing out anything that didn't serve or support. Breathing in love. Breathing out love. Wow, Tracy, like I just feel so deep right now. My body feels so calm. Even more rooted, even more grounded. I'm sure those that are listening can feel that from me, and I imagine that you feel that way too. So if you feel called to connect with Tracy, receive some powerful shifts through working with her, just even following her, like I said, she's very inspiring. You're going to crack up with her Instagram stories. Tracy, please spell out your name. Tell us what your social media handles are and how people can find you.
Yes, thank you so much. So you can find me on Instagram. So I have my page under my name as well as under my company name, which is Root to Rise Integrative Healing. So the website for that is roottorisehealing.com, and it's under a little bit of construction right now, so you'll have to excuse that. It was my online schedules speaking get up there, but you can also reach me at tracy.montgomery_ on Instagram as well as on Facebook.
Beautiful. It will all be in the show notes as well on Apple Podcasts and Om Times Radio. Thank you, Tracy, so much for being here. Thank you for supporting us and the collective. I love you.
Oh, thank you so much. It was an honor, and I love you so much. Thank you.
All right, my loves, go and step into your power. Join me in my 5-day self-promotion challenge, 7figureconfidence.com. I'll see you in there next week.